Now he mentions here in verse 2 that their hearts might be comforted. Now heart here indicates the entire inner man. That means the whole propulsive nature of man. That's our humanity. That their hearts, their humanity, their persons might be comforted. And the word here actually means knit together and might be comforted, being knit together in love. And that means compacted. Love just draw them together. And after all, the thing that unites a church is not gifts or even what we call today spirituality. The thing that unites believers is love, friends. It's the cement that holds us together. It's Elmer's glue, if you please. Now he says here, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Full assurance is a very interesting word. It means under full sail. It means that believers should be moving along spiritually, moving along for God. And he speaks of that here. The full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. And I grant that that's a rather awkward expression here. And I very frankly feel like probably the better way of translating this here at this particular place would be the mystery of God, even of the Father and of Christ, or the easier way is the mystery of God, even Christ. And I think that probably is correct. Now, what is the mystery of God, even Christ? Well, today, the mystery is the church, for it was not revealed in the Old Testament. God was going to save Gentiles. He made that clear in the Old Testament, and he did save them. But at the beginning of the day of Pentecost, God began a new thing, calling out a group of people into the body of believers, baptized into the body of believers. And that is what he means over in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 12 and 13. For as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. You see, Christ had a physical body when he was here on this earth. He has a spiritual body down here today, and that's the body of believers that have trusted him. And it's called Christ. He could say to Saul of Tarsus, why are you persecuting me? I'm persecuting him personally. Why? The church is Christ. Belongs to him. We've been baptized into him. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So you see, this is what brings the unity in the church. And we're told today not to make a unity. You can't join an organization and expect that organization to bring about church unity. The Holy Spirit's already done that. He puts all believers in one body, and we're told to keep the unity of the Spirit. Problem today is that we're not keeping the unity of the Spirit.